Let's go talk right now to Nancy. Good morning, Nancy. It's Tim Carter. How are you today?
I'm hanging in here.
I'm doing just wonderful. Great to have you here.
Thank you.
What's the problem at your home today?
Well, and we have a half bath in the basement.
Okay.
Off of the garage. And it is just filled with mold. And I tried everything imaginable to get it off, and nothing seems to help.
Well, here's what's happening. Every time you clean it, you're getting rid of it at that point in time. And you have to understand that in the air and in your house, there are thousands and thousands of mold spores still floating around in the air. And then they settle back down on the surfaces. You know, is it getting on the wall or the floor or just everywhere?
Just right. Well, there was a leak there.
Okay.
And we had to take the fiberboard out.
Right.
And replace it. Well, when we replaced it, it just got so full of mold. And I just keep washing it down. The more I wash it down, the worse it looks.
Okay, well, here's all that's happening is that the reason it's coming back is because there's still a source of moisture. So you have to figure out if it's a leak from the outside that's making this wall get wet, or is it the fact that when you use the bathroom down there, like if someone's taking showers, if there's a lot of steam and water is condensing, you know, in other words, you know how you get like fog on a mirror? Like,
yeah.
In other words, have you ever taken a hot shower in a bathroom and you get out and the mirror is completely covered with moisture, you know, fog?
Right.
What a lot of people don't realize, that same fog is on everything in the bathroom. It's on the walls, it's on the ceiling, it's on the door. You just can't see it because it's not a mirror. Understand?
Well, there's a toilet down there and there's a sink, but it's never used.
Okay, well then whatever surface is getting mold on it is getting condensation on it. If water is condensing on that surface for any number of reasons, and
it must be the outside of the house.
Well, it could just be cold. In other words, if you go to my website, you got access to the internet. Can you get on the web?
Yeah, my daughter can. Yeah.
Okay, well, you need to go over to her house or get online. Go to askthebuilder.com. I have a special section about condensation, and I want you to read all those columns. Read every single one there, and it's gonna make complete sense. You're gonna know exactly what to do.
Okay.
Alrighty.
That sounds cool.
Okay. Yeah. All you gotta do is you gotta find out what the source of the moisture is down there, and you have to stop the water. You have to stop that surface from getting wet. As soon as you do that, the mold's gonna stop.
Okay.
Alrighty, pal.
Thank you.
All right, Nancy. Thanks for calling Ask the Builder.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.